In mid-December 1851, a Boston sea merchant named Captain Tom Sullivan gathered a group of area spiritual leaders to tell them about an organization he came across in London, the Young Men's Christian Association, or YMCA.
He talked about it, one, around the Christian principles, and two, around the reading rooms, libraries, and books.
That's Kevin Washington, head of the Greater Boston YMCA. Sullivan and his group decided to launch one here. There were reading rooms, lectures, and classes on everything from the Bible to bookkeeping.
He was thinking about youth development. That's what he was thinking about, developing young folks to reach their full potential.
Within years, Ys were springing up across the country. They quickly broadened beyond their Christian roots, accepting young men of all faiths, and embraced physical fitness as a key to developing young men. In the 1880s, they adopted the triangle.
You'll see it in a lot of our old pictures and things of that nature. You'll see the YMCA triangle, and it talked about spirit, mind, and body, which really emblazoned who we were as an organization.
Among those that the YMCA helped to reach his full potential, Kevin Washington.
The Y found me at the age of 10 at a school, the WMS Pierce School in South Philadelphia.
In the early 70s, South Philly was a tough neighborhood. At the Y, Washington says he found refuge. He learned to shoot a bow and arrow, to swim, and to camp.
Those individuals, those young folks there, doing the youth development work, helped me transform from an adolescence to an adult.
Washington's is just one of countless life-changing stories that have been written at YMCAs over the past two centuries.
The Y has been an integral part of this country in so many ways, shape, and form, locally in Boston and nationally.
There was that fateful day in 1891 at the YMCA in Springfield, Mass., when Dr. James Naismith nailed two peach baskets to the gym walls and posted 13 rules for his new game, basketball.
We invented the sport, and it is, as you can see, it has grown internationally, and it's all over, and it's, you know, basketball has took us to a whole different level.
The Boston Y also pioneered the idea of tech schools and night schools with their Evening Institute, which they spun off in 1916 as the Northeastern College of the YMCA, known today as Northeastern University.
I joked with Joseph Ayoun one time. I said, Joseph, we birthed you. He laughs about it. But the reality was Northeastern grew out of the YMCA.
Today, the Y isn't just for young men. There are women. There are fitness programs for the old, after-school programs for teens, and job training for adults. At their flagship location on Huntington Avenue, where President William Howard Taft laid the cornerstone in 1912, the Greater Boston YMCA just completed a $40 million upgrade and renovation.
This building was 100 years old. And so we wanted to make sure that the resource that we spent in it put us in place so this can serve this community for the next 100 years.
In February of next year, Washington, that Philly kid whose life was changed forever by the YMCA, will be in charge of the whole American operation. As the next president of YMCA USA, he'll oversee 2,700 branches serving 10,000 neighborhoods across the country. He says it's his chance to pay it forward.
How many organizations can you sit and say that they've been here 163 years, and our mission hasn't changed? 163. We may do it differently because there's different circumstances, but we've been able to evolve and thrive around that mission of helping people develop.
The YMCA, launched in America by Captain Tom Sullivan, who established the country's first Y right here in Boston 163 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwig III. WGBH, Boston's local NPR. He's fine to stay at the YMCA. YMCA. They have everything that you need to enjoy. You can hang out and play the boys. YMCA. YMCA. You can get yourself lit. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever.
to stay at the YMCA. Come.